This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, some of us can handle summer and some of us cannot. Some of us send our kids to Houston, and when the grandparents just send the kids outside when it's 95 degrees. And now some of us come in here to this old building, which is barely standing up.
Historic is what they like to call it at the dump. Preservation Society.
Well, I call it a dump. That's what this building is. It's a dump. Cambria is very nice. The rest of the building is a dump. And you just found out our air conditioning is not working.
Had I not known, believe me, I would not have made the pilgrimage from Cottage Grove.
You would have missed this eye candy.
My passport.
Let me stand up a little
baby.
Bit.
Baby, that's not making it any better. And then he turns around like Nicki Minaj. I know that is not your version of twerking.
See, I just looked
how the booty
look.
His booty looks flat. Hey, I have to ask you something.
Excuse me?
Do you get your legs waxed? Do you have hair on your legs? Because it looks like you might be getting your legs waxed.
No, I've never had any waxing done.
Are you shaving your legs?
Never.
Okay.
I'm not the hairiest animal. Right?
Okay, because I guess I'm used to working with Adam Carter and Chris Tubbs and Dan Cook. They're very hairy men.
Are you suggesting something about my virility?
I wasn't going there.
Come over
I'm just
here.
Saying.
Come over
I'm
here.
I'm just saying you don't have any man hair on you. I mean.
Not much. Not much.
Not much at all.
So are you attracted to hairier men?
I love men with beards. My dad has a beard, so I'm
you're attracted to your dad. That's an interesting revelation,
I think so.
Chris. Might want to put that
and
out
so
there.
Whenever Sean was mad at me, he would cut his beard.
Oh, so was that once a day? I mean, talk about a hairy man when he was mad at you. Was that an hour? Was an hourly situation? Okay. Well, I had a goatee last summer. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And I have much longer hair.
Okay, so why the change up, though?
Like a chameleon.
Mm.
You know? I'm running from something.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think I should grow my hair longer again?
No, I don't think you should grow your hair longer, but I did like the goatee.
You did like the goatee?
I did.
Yeah?
I did.
Okay, what's going on in your personal life right now, your dating life right now?
Nothing.
Nothing
at all.
Okay, since Sean, have you had a single date?
Not one. Not one. I probably should go on one, but I don't even know what does a date look like these days. I mean, what do you do? Do you still go out to the movies and the restaurant? Do you talk? And then afterwards, do you let them know you made it home? I don't even know like what the... I've been out of the game so long, I don't know what the protocol is.
Well, knowing you as well as I do, you'd ask the person out.
I probably would. Hey, what you doing Friday?
Yeah, you'd
Saturday.
You'd pick the place.
I would.
Be very nice. Be like a Spoon and Stable.
Yeah,
fabulous like that.
Spoon and Stable.
And then when the bill came, you'd go... Excuse me?
That side of the table, man.
Yeah, right.
Nothing over here.
Right there.
Nothing over here.
Right there.
Yeah. I haven't been. I mean, do you dress up for dates anymore? Do you?
Depends where you go.
Okay, because Spoon and Stable, you gotta.
That's as good as
if you can get
for me.
In. Because I was trying to get in. I was trying. Because, you know, I'm a member of the Minneapolis Club. I figured Spoon and Stable is my next spot.
So, do you go to various places now? You know, like you're at, you're picking up stuff at Costco or wherever. And your butt to help you. I'm a member of the Minneapolis Club. Get behind me.
Okay. Is this some line for the Minneapolis Club members? Let me.
Maybe.
You know, I'm having a soiree at the Minneapolis Club.
I saw that.
I told him. I said, I want to do a happy hour for black business owners. August is Black Business Month, so I'm always doing something for black business owners for Black Business Month.
Yeah.
And so they were like, okay. I said, y'all don't invite everybody, and y'all have drinks and appetizers.
Another event I'll be looking over the fence at.
Right, because you're not a black business owner, so you could come. So,
listen, according to Donald Trump, the vice president just turned black one day.
Maybe today's your day.
Maybe today's my day. I don't know. Maybe 242, I'll say.
242.
I'm a black woman.
Join Alpha Phi Alpha. Become a member of the Monitors Club. Welcome. And so they came back and they said, so, Shaletta, we've scheduled your soiree. And I'm like, well, is that I don't know what a, I don't know. Is that a dessert?
Yeah.
What is a soiree? I had to look it up.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds delicious. Can you make mine with strawberries? So apparently that is Minneapolis Club speak for happy hour.
Yeah.
So the happy hour is
soiree.
Soiree. So it's August 15th from 4 to 6, free food and drinks.
Which August, which day?
The 15th, next 15th. Thursday after next. Thursday after next. And so
I'm busy.
Oh, yeah, sure. And you wouldn't get it anyway.
Yeah.
And so we created a little flyer and the thing. And so when you walk into my club over here, where I play dice on a pickleball court, because I like the way the dice sound when you pop it up against the wall.
You could play pickleball.
I could play craps.
Yeah.
There's a big old giant picture of me on the wall.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. Oh. It's on the wall, and it says, come to Shaletta's
soiree.
S-O-I-R-E-E. It's on the wall. It's a big, giant picture of me on the wall. And also, it's up in
this several
isn't places.
Where they hit the ball in pickleball.
No, this is as you walk through the doors of the castle.
Okay.
And also in the parking ramp for the cheap people who don't have a membership, who can't afford it, the brokies.
Yeah.
They just park there. They pay monthly to
the
park
brokies.
There for the brokies.
Where do you park?
I park in a ramp, but I'm a member.
Yeah.
You know, so
you don't have
some
to pay
people,
for it.
So, no. So, some people, they can't afford the membership, so they just park, and they're not members. They don't have access to the building.
When will I be invited for, like, a late breakfast? You were talking about that a couple months ago.
I know. I talked myself out of it.
What if I had hairier legs?
Hairier legs will get you in every time.
I'll put some patches.
Get that goatee going, buddy.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do breakfast before, because you haven't been over there in a while, so you could do a food review and everything. So
I'd like to.
So, okay, so we'll have to do it before you get to work.
Yeah.
Okay. That way you could talk about it.
I'm willing to
do
that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Can I wear my normal T-shirt and shorts?
Mm-mm. You have to look like you. You're not going to make me shame in front of my new white friends. I'm sorry. These are my new rich white friends. I need them to think I have other rich white friends. I don't need them to think that my white friends outside of the club are some brokies. I need you to look like you have some money.
If I show up like in a muscle shirt, cargo shorts, that probably wouldn't be the thing to do. Because you know me.
Get a fake tattoo on your arm.
You know me. I got a lot of muscle shirts at home. All right. How are we going to get Shaletta on a date, Tubbs? What if we have people call in who want a date?
I told you what my requirements are. He has to be at least 80.
Yeah. Okay.
Super rich.
Yeah.
Super hairy.
Super hairy.
About to die.
Yeah, about to die. But not about to die to the point where I have to take care of him. Right? No prenup.
Quick. You want quick.
Quick, yeah.
Yeah.
No prenup.
Maybe in the act of passion.
Mm-hmm. Because his heart can't take it. His heart can't take all this. His heart cannot take all this. Look, Chris Tubbs, he's waving his hands in the air like, ah.
No, this is my icky gross. This is what I think about when I'm thinking about peas. I'm just like, ew.
Ew? Hey, how am I going to catch a man?
What are you talking
you're
about?
Doing, ew. She's all of this?
She's looking beautiful. She's got a sundress on.
No, she's talking about somebody dying in the art of passion. It just made me uncomfortable.
Hey, if I got to go.
That wouldn't be
Jesus
a bad way to go.
Jesus has given me several options.
Yeah.
I'll take that one every time. I take it.
Would you be confused if, you know, sometimes people are fairly verbal, you know, and they're speaking and you're like, wow, he's really enjoying this. Wow, he's grabbing his heart.
Oh, I must be doing it. Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I'm killing them for real.
Percentage of people who die in the act of sex.
I don't know.
0. It's not 1%.
0.999995.
Yeah. Other ways you want sleep.
Sleep, peacefully in your sleep.
Not drowning.
Oh, no, not drowning. I don't want to get shot. I don't want to, like, have bad food poisoning. I don't want, like, a long, lengthy, you know, something
quick.
Or another. Quick!
Quick!
Like, here today, gone tomorrow quick. Yeah, yeah.
So how do people sign up for this Minneapolis Club event if they want to?
It's sold out.
It's already sold out?
I put up 2 social media posts. It was going to be on the patio. 50 people, and it sold out after 2 social media posts. This is how good I am.
Yeah.
And so they moved it to the inside, to one of the big giant rooms. And so they added like 150 people. And it's free, you know. And probably in like 3 hours, there were no more seats.
What kind of hors d'oeuvres? A full meal?
Nicosi salad.
Nicosi salad.
The Nicosi salad is going to be on the menu. And they have a drink on the menu called the Shaletta.
What's that?
That is Grey Duck vodka, pineapple juice, and ginger beer. So they're serving the Shaletta.
Yeah. Could a guy, somewhat approaching middle age, white guy, if he changed his plans, could he show up?
I mean, if you would like to volunteer to check people in or check coats.
Valet. If I can be the valet or maybe pick up the tables, that's how I'm going to get there.
I mean, if you want to come by after work, it is after your shift is over. Since you haven't been in the club for a long time, yeah. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, see what. How about, Tops, this will be, Shaletta, say, you're okay. Come on over. and I'll go over there and say, hi, Chad Hartman here. Shaletta said, what's your name? Yeah, Chad Hartman. Sid Hartman used to be allowed in here.
Yeah. You know him?
I know him well. About Chad Hartman. Nope, don't see that at all. Don't see that at all. It'd be the rope-a-dope. It would be the rope-a-dope.
And I'll be sitting in the back looking, laughing, yeah. Taking pictures for social media. Look, he's trying to get in. Yeah. Click, yeah. Click.
He's not allowed. No. He tell him to go half luck back to that dump, WCC Radio. 19 past 1 here on CCA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 23 past 1. Shaletta in the house.
He always trying to get a cut. Every time I do something, every time I get something, he think he's supposed to have a finder's fee just because almost lost his job and went into the boss's office and threw a chair against the wall and got written up so that I could have my own show. He thinks that qualifies him to get a cut every time I get a new
chair. I like to call it a taste, just a little taste. So tell people the latest gig that you now have. This is a good one, by the way.
This is a good one. Okay, this is a good one. I am going to be writing for the Star Tribune.
Wow.
Is that? Yeah, come on now. Give us some claps.
There we go.
Give a sister some claps. Yes.
Topsy, very tepid applause.
Yes, I was just going to say, that didn't sound like even the whole hand, first three fingers or something. Yeah.
I was Googling Tom Cruise clapping.
Yeah, have you seen Tom Cruise clap? Here's what Tom Cruise like, he's wider than his body. Who claps like that?
Okay, so is it just me, or when y'all saw it, did you think he was about to do, like, YMCA? That's
yes.
what I thought.
Yeah.
When I first saw, I was like, oh, he's trying to get the crowd together. They finna do what?
Yeah.
No, he's clapping.
Yeah. It's maybe Tom's a little more dorky. Than we knew. Yeah,
we thought he was cool, but that was a script.
That was a script.
Somebody wrote that.
If you're clapping like really wide.
I promise. I thought it was. I was at home. I'm like, come on, Tom.
Or Macarena.
Oh, okay.
Are we still doing the Macarena?
No, we are not.
A wedding, we might.
We might. After a few cocktails.
Keeping the cocktails.
Might. Yeah, we're not doing it at the club across the street.
Have they ever participated in the Macarena?
At the Minneapolis Club? I don't know, but we're going to be doing an electric slide and a Cupid shuffle at my soiree.
I need to see that. The electric slide. Oh, my God. That's so good.
You really want the electric slide?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I was at lunch yesterday with Sarah Galust, one of my fellow, I teach over at the U.
Yeah, of course.
And she's one of my fellow professors over at the University of
Minnesota. Should I call you professor?
I make the kids call me Professor Shaletta.
Dr. Brundage?
I need an honorary from somebody. Yeah. Somebody, hello, where you at? I need an honorary doctorate.
Harvard.
Harvard, Yale. And so we were talking, and, everybody now, since, Governor Tim Walz is in the thick of things. And
right in the middle.
The VP, potential running mate for Kamala Harris, everybody is on social media sharing their pictures with them and Tim Walz. You know what I mean? Everybody's saying, oh, I love him. Oh, I met him here. Here's a picture of him with my kids. Because we all want to make sure y'all know we know the governor.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
And so we were at lunch. We were sharing our social media posts. And, we were talking about, some of his qualifications. And she was like, he's a dad. He's a, husband. And he's got, military experience. And, he's been a teacher. And I said, this is the qualification that nobody's talking about, that everybody should be talking about. More than all that, Tim Walz knows how to support black women.
Tell me how and why.
He knows how to respect black women. Case in point, me.
Yep.
You know, when I was getting ready to get vaccinated.
Oh, yeah. Another cut. How I didn't get 85% of that.
I mean, that check.
All of a sudden, it could have been, hi, I'm Shaletta. My coworker, Chad Hartman, talked to me. No, it was, hi, I'm Shaletta. My son, Andrew.
My 16-year-old son.
Yeah, Andrew. Who might have said it to you once in passing.
In passing. Didn't even give me eye contact.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I got some threats, credible threats on my family's life.
That's
the police chief was
grotesque,
like, you cannot
pathetic.
Get vaccinated because these people are talking about killing you. They're talking about lynching you. And I was like, I'm not vaccinating them.
You had to switch locations.
I had to switch locations. Because they were really going
to. This is no exaggeration.
This is not an exaggeration. And so Tim Walz called and he said, what do you need? I said, why don't you show up?
Yeah.
Because if you show up, there's more security there.
Yep.
And
right.
They're not going to threaten you because that's a crime.
Yep.
You know, they'll threaten me and nothing's going to happen. But they're not going to mess with you. So why don't you come with me? And so he came, brought the guys with the things in the ear and the weapons.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, the G14 classified. And my family and I were safe. When I had black entrepreneurs there at the Capitol, none of the legislators would talk to us. It was the first time anything like that had been done last year. And he was like, what do you need me to do? I said, show up, because when you show up, that validates what we're doing. And then other legislators will show up.
Yep.
And so he showed up. He talked to the people. He knows how to support strong, independent black female leaders. And that is something that Kamala Harris is going to need. Every white men are not used to this. This is new for white men. I'm sorry, white guys, but you have been traditionally used to black women supporting you. And now you got to be a pip. She's Gladys Knight. She's out front. You got to be in the back singing and dancing. And everybody doesn't have this skill. You have it. Jason DeRush is working on it. Blois doesn't have it. Adam ain't even trying. Okay? Adam is not
even
trying.
He's waiting for the flavor cough drops, and then I'll try.
But, you know, seriously, this is a new day for white men.
There's a lot of validity to that. But I don't know if that means Josh Shapiro doesn't have it or Mark Kelly doesn't have it. Or Annie Beshear doesn't have it.
But
they might.
They might, but that is something that she needs to be looking for.
Right.
And it can't come from them. They can't get out here and say, I support black women. So black women got to stand up and say, hey, here's what happened.
Well, she has to feel that connection.
She has to feel that connection.
And know that history.
And know
of
that,
them.
That it is absolutely possible. And look back at the Crown Act, the murdered black women, and they've got the office here in Minnesota. There's so many other things legislative-wise that have been done under this administration that specifically work to support, protect, and respect black women.
Okay, so let's talk the vice president. Shaletta's here. She'll be on tomorrow, noon to 3. Let's talk about the 20 campaign, which didn't work out well for her
Mm-mm.
at all, right?
Mm-mm.
She had the moment we all know in the first debate on busing where it was very emotional. And then we would find out later what she was saying about Joe Biden wasn't the truth.
No.
And then Tulsi Gabbard went after her. She wasn't able to raise money.
Mm-mm.
There were staffing issues. She didn't even make it to Iowa.
No, she didn't.
So she is selected as the vice president. She has been given some daunting responsibilities that, considering the policies of the administration, weren't going to work out well, including she's not the border czar, but she was given a hefty title tied to the border, and the border has been a major issue during this administration. So now she gets this opportunity. She's the nominee as of today in a roll call. Why should we believe she's going to be a better candidate this summer and fall than she was in 2020?
We are all better than we were in 2020. You know, in some things, in some areas, and at some point. And I think we have to look at her body of work since then. We have to say, you know what? She has been given the job, but not the opportunity. You know, sometimes people will give you a job, but you don't get the opportunity to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that she was set up for success. I think that was very purposeful. But I believe that she's grown as a leader. You can look at her and see the confidence, the way she engages with people. She didn't have any of that. When she first came out, people were really like, what is she doing? What is going on?
She earned that, though.
That's just who she is. And I think that we also had to get used to her because she wasn't on that national stage. These people in California knew who she was.
She's fairly national, though, as California Attorney General and Senator from the state, right?
But I'm not talking, that's not Vice President.
Yeah, no.
She doesn't have to engage with people in Minnesota. She doesn't have to speak our love language. She doesn't have to come here for anything if she's the Attorney General and the Senator from California.
Yep.
She got to come here and talk to us. She got to engage with us. She got to communicate with us. And we have to understand what she's doing, what she's all about, what she's thinking, and how she's going to lead this country.
Here's what she also should do. She needs to have a press conference.
She needs to sit
down and say, here's an example where I'm different than Joe, because Joe is hidden from the media a lot.
Okay, and can we say that may be somebody somewhere telling this administration they don't have to do news conferences? Because this is not just her. This is this whole administration. I didn't realize that Joe Biden hadn't had a press conference until June. They said this is the first press conference he's had in 2024. I was like, what?
Well, that's because they didn't think he could do it.
Right. But somebody needs to allow them to stay connected to the people.
And her. She's got to step forward and say,
it's got to be the whole administration. It's got to be everybody involved, pushing them to the media and the people and answering and accounting for the tough questions and getting ready for that. Because this is, I don't think after now we're going to be able to allow anybody to hide from us for 6 months and not answer questions.
What time am I on tomorrow on the Shaletta Show?
Let me let you get with Jonathan. Jonathan Lowe is producing my show tomorrow. I feel so special. I love him. I love Jonathan.
He'll call me and give me a time?
Yeah. Okay. That's how it's going to happen.
Wait around the house?
Yeah. Just sit there. Sit there by the phone.
Sit there outside the Minneapolis Club?
Outside the Minneapolis Club. I'm going to be broadcasting live.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Queen, Feisty Friday with Shaletta. It's 33 past 1 here on CCO. What is our music theme today, Christopher? What's your is the full name Christopher, or are you just Chris?
It's Christopher, and then Christopher Michael when I'm in trouble.
Christopher Michael.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's our theme today?
Well, Zelma Davis from CNC Music Factory is 54, so I figured we'd go retro with a little 90s dance music.
Nice. I like it. Our divide on religious perceptions, religious generalizations, and at times just flat-out racism is all over the place. It's staggering. It's embarrassing. And I'm not suggesting it has just happened. Okay? But October 7th, Hamas's murderous slaughtering of innocent Israeli citizens accelerated all this. Hamas is indefensible. Period. Full stop. Hamas is not the same as Palestinians living in Gaza. Some are supporters of Hamas. True. Some are not, and if they spoke up, they would be tortured and killed. And so I can't tell you the number of texts I've received at 651-461-9226. Anybody living in Gaza is supporting Hamas. You're wrong. Period. End of statement. There have been a number of different studies and surveys on the percentage of that. But are you honestly telling me that a mother, a father, a young adult would feel confident answering any questions, living in Gaza, and expressing their displeasure, their dismay, their outrage with Hamas? They wouldn't. We have also witnessed an onslaught of anti-Semitic comments. By the way, let's be clear here. There's nuance to all these conversations. Automatically criticizing Bibi Netanyahu 100% unfiltered does not automatically qualify you as anti-Semitic. And there are people out there, including friends of mine who are Jewish, who go to that card too quick, and they're wrong. I end up, because my father's Jewish, I wasn't raised Jewish. I'm not Jewish. I haven't raised my kids Jewish. But I end up getting emails or texts that are directed to me that are anti-Semitic. Bibi Netanyahu needed to respond with extraordinary strength. However, in my view, and I've made this point over and over and over again, it has been too indiscriminate. There have been tens of thousands of innocent civilians, and the unfortunate horror of war, some of that is unavoidable. More of it has been avoidable. I think the evidence is clear. Do I believe all the numbers given out from Hamas? Hell no. Let me say that again. Absolutely not. There's enough other independent reporting. But we, listen, every time I have on Keith Ellison or Ilhan Omar on this show, we get some level of policy disagreement. If you listen to me, or listen to anybody, that's a part of the territory. That's fine. They know that. I know that. There's a certain percentage where it's subtle or flat out overt. Go back. Leave the country where it's filth. I've witnessed it firsthand with Keith Ellison, not once but twice at the State Fair with people confronting him with just slurs because he's a Muslim. Not because he's too left or you didn't agree with him as a congressman or as attorney general. Because of his faith, and they weren't hiding that. And another example of how divisive this country is and how toxic it is, if you go on X and you try to engage or just observe what has happened when religion becomes a part of it, the ability of nuanced, intelligent conversations, it happens, but it gets overwhelmed by the cesspool of garbage in and garbage out. And we've talked about this now a couple times. St. Paul City Council President Mitra Jalil. This is multiple days ago when we first talked about it, and she says at the start, I'm just a lefty council president. Mitra has never hidden. I've interviewed her multiple times. She's never hidden. She's a liberal. She's a lefty. So she points out, I'm just a lefty council president of Midwest City, but everyone in my world is saying Shapiro cannot be VP pick in this new POTUS candidacy. But cannot be the VP pick if this new POTUS candidacy, obviously this is Vice President Harris, wants to energize the base and win. Do not deflate our Democratic Party just as soon as you inflated it by choosing a hardcore Zionist VP. I made this point before. I'm going to make it again because it still bugs me. The differences between Tim Walz, Mark Kelly, J.D. Pritzker, Andy Beshear, Pete Buttigieg, and Josh Shapiro on criticism of Bibi Netanyahu is minuscule, if at all. All of them have come out and said Israel needed to respond. All of them have called out Netanyahu for going further than they think he should have. That the thousands and thousands of Palestinian civilians, that too many of them, their deaths could have been avoided. And she may be battling health issues. David Josephson tried to get her on for Adam and Jordana. And if she's sick, she's sick. I'm not going to doubt that. Because the Star Tribune asked her the simple question. Why is the one person you selected, who's a Zionist VP, the individual who is of the Jewish faith? I don't know. Does it raise my eyebrows? Yeah, it does. It absolutely does. Just like it does when there's the Islamic filth that's out there. I don't know yet from each other. I'm saying, I don't know. I'm saying because of what I've witnessed from others, it makes me want that explanation. And I was greatly surprised and disappointed when the Trib reported this a day or two later. I think they should have been on it sooner, by the way. And no comment. And now I'm just trusting what I heard David say, that maybe she's having a health issue. She's the city council president. Some sort of statement, I think, easily could have been put out by a qualified staffer. Pending, I want to underline this, pending how severe her health is. Again, I wish her no harm at all health-wise. Hope she's back 100%. But maybe I'm the one, in this case, who's influenced by the other filth I've witnessed both ways. And yes, there has been a rise in anti-Semitism, which we've talked about constantly on this show, even before. Rise in anti-Semitism and white supremacy has jumped dramatically the last 10 years. More so on the right. And then the quick leap to generalize all Jews in criticizing Israel has been out there. But again, you know what I saw from a lot of, I see from a lot of texts? Well, ask someone about who was affected by 9/11 about someone who's Muslim. We're going to say now every person who's Muslim has to own up to the responsibility of 9/11. Are you bleeping kidding me? Do you want to check the population of Muslims on planet Earth? And because these individuals were callous murderers who perverted their religion to kill innocent civilians, that broad base brings in everybody else. Are there other Muslims who want the death of the West? Yeah. There are other Muslims who are your neighbors, who are your doctors, who are their friends. And I think it is extraordinarily disheartening how if you're an opponent of an issue, which you're wholly allowed to be, that you are quickly leaping to these generalizations, these stereotypes, and that out there, and that maybe others who don't want to fall in that, because we've seen so much that our eyebrows are raised when there's a valid explanation. I just feel like that valid explanation should have been out there a lot sooner. It's a 52 past one. You want to chime in through text, you can. 651-461-9226.
I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Number of comments, including suggesting that's like saying all Americans are KKK. I'm not quite sure I would agree with the analogy as far as that. Another text, Ellison is a Louis Farrakhan sycophant. People despise him not because he's a Muslim, but because he's a Marxist anti-Semite. He's not an anti-Semite. Were there times early in his life where he aligned more with Louis Farrakhan, where I never, ever, ever, ever would align with Louis Farrakhan? Yeah. Has he distanced himself from Farrakhan for a long, long time? Yes, he has. And there are people who can't stand him because of policy issues, but I've witnessed it many times from radio interviews and from in person where the hate is because of his faith. Disagree with the policies. I have zero problem with it. When it's about faith, either side, you need to look in your soul because there's something wrong. Am I wrong? Among the fun we'll have next hour on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.